We are in Simin Shin Aleph. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel, and we'll be doing from Yud Gimel through Tes Zayin. Yud Gimel lo yetze hazov bekis she'osa la'atzilo mizivoso. So that the zov is wearing this in order to catch the ziva. He is not wearing this as clothing. Shelo yitanef ba, in order that it not make his clothing filthy. V'chein isha nida shekosheres beged lefaneha, shelo tislach leich bedam nidasa. Simply a nida that wants to keep herself clean, so she's wearing something. Asura lotzesbo, imlo she sinner osu ke'en malbush. If it does not have the form of a beged, if it's not something that one would wear, then it would be asur. Avalim kosharto kadei shelo yichav la hadam velo titzar muter lotzesbo. Whereas, if it's there for the sake of preventing her for getting dried blood on herself in a way that it will later be uncomfortable, that is mutter. So the rule is that simply saving oneself from becoming filthy is asur, whereas saving oneself from discomfort is considered a beged. Atzule tinof is not a beged, whereas saving oneself from discomfort is a beged. If something has the form of a beged, you don't have to justify it. Meaning, if you're actually wearing something that is a beged, but the reason you're doing that is to keep yourself clean, that doesn't make a difference. Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. People used to have this handkerchief that was attached to a hat for the purpose of being able to wipe their eyes. That would not be considered a beged. That's considered a masui. Sif Yudalid, Dovr Shu Derech Malbush, So this is like the sinner that's Kein Malbush, where we said it was Mutter in the case of Nida. The same thing over here. If you're talking about something that you're doing in order to prevent yourself from becoming filthy, but you're wearing, for that purpose, you're wearing a beged, that's Mutter. Hagol, lochein. Mutter lilbosh beged b'neyak shamin. So you're allowed to put a raincoat on top of your other clothing. You know, a thin raincoat on top of your other clothing, because it's a beged. O kova al rosho, you're allowed to wear a hat to keep yourself dry from the rain. Aval also liisha liten beged al tzi'ifam ipnei akshamim dein zeh derech malbush. Whereas, say, a woman wants to keep her kerchief dry when it's raining, so she shouldn't go ahead and put on top of that another beged that is not worn the way one wears begadim. Whereas, if she's actually wearing something that is clothing and meant to be worn that way, the halach is it's going to be mutter. Also, if she's preventing herself from having the water come on her, not because the water will make her filthy, but because it's uncomfortable to have water running down your back, the halach there is that it would be mutter. Also, you're not allowed to put a handkerchief on your hat to keep your hand from getting wet. That would be asr. So there's a shaila in the poskim with regard to these plastic covers for hats. What do we call that? Is that plastic cover a hat on its own, or is it simply a cover for the hat? Many say that it's usher because it's simply a cover for the hat. It's keeping the hat from getting ruined in the rain. It is not in any way considered a malbush. It is merely a protector for your hat. So there are many that usher that. Further, tezvav. Hakiteya is someone whose legs were amputated, and he had different ways of getting around. Siftes Vav deals with one that is using crutches to walk on. However, he's got false legs, so that it looks as though he has legs, but he doesn't have any. So ein hakiteya yotze bekav shelo, dahein shosek min tfusho regel. You make something in the form of a leg, and it's got a place on top that the stump of his leg goes into. He doesn't walk using that. Anyway, you look at it, he's going to have to have crutches or sticks to walk by. So this is just decorative. He would rather people think that he's limping than people know that he's actually missing a leg altogether. Kiven de ein tzarech hilucho aser. The halacha is it's aser since he doesn't need this for walking. It's only there to make him look as though he has a leg. That is not enough to justify it on Shabbos. This is where it's removable. Where it's actually been connected to him, it becomes like part of the body. Tezayin, Kiteya Sheniyachol Leila Klal Al Shokov, a Kiteya who cannot walk altogether on his legs, Ela Yoshev Al Kise, he sits on a chair. Ukshaneka Mimkomo Nismach Al Yodov Al Shokov. And what does he do when he picks himself up? So he's leaning on his hands and on his knees. The Nitchaf Lefonov. And he pushes himself ahead. And what he does is he puts little endings of leather or wood just for the ending of his leg, but that's up in the air. He's not walking on that part. So here Chazal made a gzera, since that's not what he's walking on. They're up in the air when he's moving himself. So there's a fear that they'll fall and he'll end up carrying them. Aval bekisei v'safsalin aktan shebiyodo mutar lotzeis. Whereas the thing that he actually sits on, that goes on the ground, that's part of what helps him walk. Similarly, whatever he has in his hand for him to press down on to walk, this helps him walk. That's considered a beged. Aval bekisei v'safsalim aktanim shebiyodo mutar lotzeis. Kiteya b'shtei raglov u'mahalach al shokov al arkavosov v'osa smucha shel or l'shokov yotzu ben b'shabes. If he's really using the smucho shel or that are connected to his knees, that's mutter. So what is the general rule? If it's just decorative, he couldn't wear it. If it helps him walk, then he could wear it. And we'll see later that even a cane for someone who's necessary can actually be carried on Shabbos. Hagav v'chein mutter lotzis b'minol shel eitz sharegel nichnas bo, a wooden shoe that the foot goes into, you're allowed to. V'lek alameches sheyipol, you don't have to be afraid that it's going to fall off. V'chein v'pantonish, slippers, the mishlofi b'mehera, that the foot slips out of. U'memela b'mehera v'mel, that comes off on its own and quickly. Whereas yesh machmir v'yosrim, v'lo yelech odom yochef v'shabbos v'magam shein derech lelech yochef, v'lo yetzel dem v'shabbos k'mo shiotze b'chol, bildi davar acha sheyizkor al yodu shu shabbos v'lo yovel dey l'chalolo. To walk around barefoot on Shabbos, unless it's a derech for people to walk around barefoot all the time, is aser. You'll forget it's Shabbos, and you have to make sure that your clothes make it obvious that it is Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, first of all, that there are machmirim in the case of slippers. The Ramban holds that a shoe made of wood is going to be aser. It doesn't have a shem nal. It's the Ramban and the Gra Paskins like it. And the Mishnah Berurah says that slippers that keep that your feet keep falling off, you're not supposed to be wearing in Rishus HaRabim. Whereas if you already put them on, you can bring them to your house, meaning you can continue wearing them to the house. You don't have to leave them there. With regard to walking barefoot on Shabbos, some say that it's also because of Onik Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you don't walk around the house without shoes in one form or another.